We thank the Lord tonight we can gather with so many of His servants.
我们实在感谢主, 我们今天晚上可以与神的众仆人们一同聚集在他的面前。
Some are known as servants, many serve the Lord without fame or acknowledgement.
我们中间许多神的仆人没有名声，没有人的称许， 但是我们仍然
But all we're really looking for is the Lord's accommodation and the Lord's pleasure. And so we pray that everyone here will be desirous to be a servant serving God's purpose in this generation.
所以我们在主的面前有一个心愿，就是我们在这一个世代中，我们每一个人都有这样的心智来服侍主的旨意。
I've been asked to share on this matter from the letter to the Galatians.
这一次弟兄们安排我用加拉太书来看如何侍奉神的旨意。And
we're actually concentrating just on three little portions within the book.
那么我们 从三个重点上来看这卷书。
The first is in Galatians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16.
第一处我们所选用的是第一章15节、16节。
But when God, who had set me apart even from my mother's womb, and called me through His grace, was pleased to reveal His Son in me.
然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神既然乐意将他的儿子启示在我心里叫我把他传在外邦人中我就没有与属血气的人商量。This
was Paul's testimony of how the gospel and God's grace came to him very personally.
这里是保罗自己的见证告诉我们这一个福音是如何临到他的。
He saw God's Son revealed in him.
他看见神把他的儿子启示在他的里面。
And we know when you see the Lord revealed in you,
我们知道当神把他的儿子启示在我们里面的时候,
salvation is no longer an impersonal thing.
这个救恩就不再是一个跟个人无关的事情了。
And Paul, as with Paul, our lives become a love story.
对比保罗来讲，这一个救恩就是一个爱的故事。
Who can look at the Son of God and not love Him?
我们有谁能够认识了基督却不会爱他呢？
And so Paul became a servant at that moment on the road of Damascus.
所以保罗到往大马士的那个路上被主遇见。And
served God's will from that day on.
从那一天起他就开始侍奉神的旨意。We
believe Paul probably wanted to immediately go and preach the gospel.
可能保罗在那一刻之后他马上就愿意去传讲福音。Find
him the hardest place.
他能够找到最艰难的地方。
Like our brother this morning, send Paul to Mongolia.
就跟我们弟兄今天早上的见证一样，我们把保罗送到最远的蒙古去传福音。Now
he was ready.
他那个时候一定是有这个心智，预备好了。But
God brought the cross of Christ to Paul in a divine veto.
所以事实上不是如此，神行使了他的否决权，把他
Because even as a young Christian, there's much in the natural life and much in the world's philosophies that had to be renewed and changed by the work of the cross.
这位年轻的神的仆人，他当然也是一样带着很多的人的热心，想要好好为耶稣干一场，但是没有用啊。And
so we come to the second revelation. In Galatians 2 and verse 20.
所以紧接着到第二章，你就看到保罗就来到第二个启示。
This is something Paul saw.
这是保罗看见的。
And it forever changed his life.
在那个看见里头又把他完全改变了。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me.
二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Paul met Christ crucified.
在这里保罗乃是遇见这位钉十字架的耶稣。
And out of this revelation came a new freedom to live.
当他得到这个启示的时候，他好像得着一个新的自由来活着。
No longer bound by his religious flesh, but able to serve the Lord out of a life, the life of Christ within.
他这个时候能够从他自己的宗教的己、宗教的肉体里面被释放出来，他能够在灵里面真正有自由的侍奉神。
And then we come to a third portion tonight from Galatians chapter 4 and verse 19.
今天晚上呢，我们就要来看另外一个部分，就是第四章的第十九节。
My children,with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you. But I could wish to be present with you now and to change my tone, for I am perplexed about you.
十九节，我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里，我巴不得现今在你们那里改换口气，因为我为你们心里作难。
Now this is a third manifestation of the Lord.
这个是主耶稣对他启示的第三个部分。
Christ was revealed in him. That's a personal revelation.
基督启示在他里头，这是一个非常个人的启示。
I have been crucified with Christ. This is a personal revelation.
甚至我已经与基督同钉十字架，也是一个个人的启示。
But Christ formed in you is not a revelation. It's a manifestation that others see in you.
但是来到今天我们十九节这个部分，这个只等到基督成形在你们心里，这件事就不再是属于他个人的问题，而是他的启示能够开始影响到别人的生命。
And so it's here in these verses that we hear the deepest burden that Paul has for the Galatians.
在这节圣经里面，保罗就把他对加拉太教会一个最深刻的一个负担说出来了。
That Christ would be fully formed in them.
就是基督能够成形在他们中间。
And for this purpose, we come tonight with a burden.
带着这个目的，那么今天晚上我们就有一个负担。
And since this is such a great matter, let's pray together before we proceed.
这个是一个非常重要的一件事，我们一起需要在主的面前一同有一个祷告。
Our Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们的天上的父，我们奉耶稣基督的名来到这里。
We gather as Christians who are called by thy name.
我们今天都是基督徒，被你自己来，因着你的名来呼召我们。
You have been pleased to pour out your Spirit upon us.
你喜乐把自己的圣灵浇灌在我们中间。
And even to see a revelation of Christ dwelling within us.
我们也看到基督能够住在我们中间。
But now we want to seek your purpose.
今天我们晚上要来继续寻求你的旨意。
Which is for Christ to be formed in us.
我们愿意看见基督成形在我们里面。
In such a way that he is manifest
到一个地步他能够表现出来。
And for this, we ask that you would help us tonight by the Holy Spirit.
我们为着这个目的，我们祷告求圣灵帮助我们。
To understand this burden in your purpose.
让我们能够一起来明白在你旨意中的要做成的。
We ask that you would quicken our mortal bodies and our minds to be able to receive tonight by the power of your Spirit.
求你在我们里面给我们里面的人刚强起来，我们的灵能够明白你的启示。
We pray that your word will go forth and do the work that it was sent to do.
求你自己的圣灵来做成你要做成的功。
In the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
我们这样的祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. There is a hymn that is entitled God works in mysterious ways His wonders to perform.
有一首诗歌就是我们神的作为是在一个奥秘的道路上。
Nobody can appreciate this song as much as the Apostle Paul.
这首诗歌最能够欣赏的人就是保罗，使徒保罗自己。
We are not just reading the words to gain some understanding of service.
我们不是只是读一读这首诗，然后来了解一下侍奉的奥秘。
We are watching the Apostle Paul serve the purpose of God.
我们乃是看到一个活的人，这个保罗，他是怎么来服侍神的旨意的。
He was the steward of the mysteries.
他自己就是那一个奥秘室的管家。
And nobody was more surprised by the grace of God than the Apostle Paul.
最被惊奇的人就是保罗自己本人。
He says to me, the least of the saints, this grace was given to make known the unsearchable riches of Christ.
他说在众使徒中我是最小的一个，但是神却把这一个奥秘托付给我，让我能够来发表。
God took a persecutor of the church.
神拣选了一个本来逼迫教会的人，
a zealous Pharisee.
是一个为他的法利赛的这个教门发热心的一个人，
a chief of sinners,
是最终的罪魁，
and made him his love slave,
然后把这样的人来转变成为耶稣的爱奴。
Jesus came down and revealed himself to Paul.
耶稣好像从高天临到他，把他自己向这个保罗来启示。
He was so surprised.
他真是非常非常的惊奇。
And then God in his wisdom began to open these secrets to the Apostle Paul, this least of the saints.
然而神在那段时间把他自己心里面的奥秘一样一样的向这一个最不可能的人来启示他的奥秘。
We must never forget that all through Paul's life and ministry, he always loved the Lord Jesus.
我们毫无疑问的能够看得出来，在他整个的一生中所追求侍奉的这一位，他实在爱他的主耶稣。
We have to remember that Paul was always overwhelmed with the size and the glory of his master.
在这样的一个追求的认识中，保罗不断地被这位他的主人，他的伟大，他的能力所惊奇，所得着。
Now we have here the record of Paul's letter to the Galatian churches.
那我们现在读了这个加拉太书。
And we know that the Galatian churches, in one sense, were some of the first churches on his first missionary journey where he saw the Lord do wondrous things.
这个加拉太的这些众教会都是在保罗第一次巡回布道的时候所结的果子。
We remember Paul's strategy on that first journey.
在他第一次这样巡回布道的时候，他是怎么做的呢？
When he came to a new town, if there was a synagogue, he went in there and preached the gospel.
每一次他到一个新的地方，他总是先找有没有犹太人的会堂，他第一个就是进到这样的会堂里头传讲福音。
And thank God, every place he preached the gospel, some Jews were saved.
感谢主，每一次他这样子去传福音的时候，总有一些犹太人先信了。
But Paul was amazed at how the Lord had opened the door to the Gentiles.
但在这个步骤中，他一直非常的惊奇，神也借着这样的机会把福音向外邦人打开来。
As he especially went up into the churches in the region of Galatia.
他特别来到这个加拉太这个地区的时候，
more and more he encountered Gentiles who lived in the darkness of religious idolatry.
他来到一些外邦人的地区，这些外邦人根本就是在偶像的黑暗权势底下。
You remember when he went to Lystra and was preaching the gospel, they thought he was a god, the god Mercury.
记得他到那个Lystra 的他到那个小城里头去的时候，他在那里行了一个神迹，人家以为他是希腊的神话里的一个神。
But when he preached the gospel, people were saved.
但是当他开口传福音的时候，这些外邦人就得救了。
And so he went through the churches of Galatia.
然后他继续走遍那个时候的加拉太的各教会。
And as he returned back through those churches,
当他回顾在访问那些地方的时候，
he could see the life of Jesus among the saints.
他就看见耶稣的生命在那些人中间开始迅速的成长。
And some brothers had grown in revelation and in character, and so they could appoint elders in these young Galatian churches.
那这些刚刚信主没有多久的中间就有一些比较有长进的这些弟兄们，圣灵就印证他们，保罗就在他们设立了长老。
And then when Paul set out on his second journey with Silas by his side,
然后就到了保罗第二次的巡回布道，那一次他就带着希拉跟他一起同行。
As he went once again first through those Galatian churches, he spotted Timothy.
然后在那一个旅程当中，他就找到另外一个年轻人，叫做提摩太的。
Now there was a young man.
是一个年轻人。
He'd been saved.
得救了。
He had some gifts.
而且神也给他恩赐。
He could teach.
他也会教导。
But he had Christ-like character beginning to be formed in him.
他就众人能够看得出来，这一个基督的生命，他从这个年轻人身上 发表出来。
Now it is the life of Jesus Christ among his people that builds his church.
所以就是因着基督的生命在他的门徒里头这样子成长出来，建立了各地的教会。
An apostle may plant or an apostle may water, but only God can raise up the saints.
是神的仆人使徒们可以撒种，使徒们可以浇水，但是使他生长的还是耶和华。
I will build my church, said Jesus.
因为耶稣自己本人亲口说，我要建立我的教会。
And Paul must have been greatly encouraged as he set out on his second journey to see the churches in Galatia being growing by the grace of God.
所以在他第二次巡回布道的时候，他看见加拉太的众教会在神的带领之下奇妙的成长。
But then we know the Judaizers came along.
但是你会发现这一个犹太教徒也随后而来。
And they began to speak and preach that even the Gentiles needed to be circumcised and keep certain matters of the law.
那这些犹太教的信徒们，他们就传了，特别是对那些外邦人说，你们要行割礼，你们才能得救。
And so, in the outward sense, this letter is addressed to the Galatians where he tells them to stop listening to the Judaizers and stand in the gospel that they first heard.
这封信主要的那个目的，你可以看得出来，他是要在这里警告这些基督徒，你们不要再听从那些犹太教的基督徒，他们所传的道那个福音跟我们第一次来跟你们传的福音是两码子事。
As he subsequently spoke to really all of the churches he visited, you are complete in Christ.
所以他在后面跟其他的教会传道的时候，他就强调你我们在基督里是已经完全了。
He told them to stand in the liberty wherewith you were called, and don't become yoked in a yoke of bondage.
你们已经在基督里面得到自由了，不要再回到那些捆绑人的律法里头去。
They knew the free grace of God.
因为他们已经认识了这一个在神恩典中的自由。
They received this grace by simple faith.
他们得着这个神的恩典就是借着一个简单的信心。
And the Holy Spirit came into their lives as a result of this wonderful grace of God.
因着这一个简单的信心所得到的这个恩典，把圣灵也赐给他们。
So Paul told these believers to stand fast.
所以保罗就要求这些基督徒在神的面前要站立得稳。
Because the law can erode the grace of God.
如果他们心趋向于律法，那么这个律法就要成为他们的捆绑。
And works can erode simple faith.
那如果要靠着行为得救，这个行为也要把他们的信心腐蚀掉。
And relying on your own flesh for righteousness can replace the power of the Holy Spirit, who alone can sanctify.
如果要靠着他们的这一个宗教的传统，那么这一个信心的恩典就要牺牲掉了。
Now I always seem to have this burden of the importance of allowing the life of Jesus Christ to be manifest in our lives and in our assemblies.
所以我心里面一直有一个负担，就是我们不但要让耶稣基督这一个活泼的生命生灵在我的里面能够成长，也盼望这一个生命能够在教会中众弟兄姊妹里面来成长。
In one sense, when Paul spoke with the elders in Ephesus,
他对那个在以弗所的长老们说话的时候，保罗
He told them to watch over the flock.
他告诉他们你们要牧养你的群羊。
And in one sense he meant, let the life of Jesus Christ remain in their midst and don't allow wolves from the outside to come in and despoil what God is doing.
所以他要求这些长老，你们要注意，不要让那些外面的狼跑到羊群里面来，把神做的这个功破坏掉了。
It is the life of Christ that builds his church.
因为教会的建立乃是根据于基督的生命。
But the truth is, we cannot just let the life just grow, as it were, by itself.
我们也不是说只是让这个生命自动的自己成长。
Now, let me explain.
让我解释。
Now, there are many today who are preaching the grace of God.
今天有很多人传讲神的恩典。
They say a Christian is saved by grace.
他们说基督徒是靠着恩典得救的。
It's all grace.
完全是恩典。
Don't bother correcting people.
根本不需要去纠正任何人。
No need for discipline.
也不需要去这个管教。
Grace will do all of that.
因为都是恩典。
We look for servants of God.
今天我们寻找神的仆人。
They can be crossless servants.
那么这些所谓神的仆人其实是没有十字架的神的工人。
We want servants who look handsome.
我们要找的这个神的仆人第一要看起来潇洒。
Who have the gift of the gab.
然后又会讲话。
Natural strength, natural gifts, natural talents.
但是这一切能力也好，口才也好，相貌也好，都是他天然的东西。
Oh, that's what we need. Just everybody being themselves.
那么简单讲就是每一个人照我本相。
Now, as some of you know, it's very interesting and ironic that we're here in the Seattle area.
很有意思，就在西雅图地区最近出了一个大事。
Where recently, a very large and well-known church folded up on December 31st, at the end of last year.
去年年底12月31号，西雅图有一个非常大的一个教会关门了。
They had the best preacher in the Northwest.
那个教会有一个非常有名的大牧师。
Now, I don't know Brother Pong or Brother Godwin, I'm not sure, but they thought he was the best preacher.
那个时候西雅图很多人公认这个牧师是最棒的。
But despite his tremendous speaking gift,
他非常有口才。
They didn't say he sinned.
他们要叫他走人的时候并没有说他犯罪。
But because he was so arrogant, that's not a sin, of course.
只是说他非常的狂。
And because he was so proud,
很骄傲。
And because he treated his fellow servants with such angry abuse,
然后他骂人。
Now, none of that sin.
但是没有说他犯罪。
But they finally had to tell him to stop.
但是实在受不了，告诉他你不能干了。
And thousands of people, the church closed down.
所以这个上千人的大教会呢就关门了。
Now, this is a shameful condition.
当然你看到这个光景你会觉得非常的羞耻。
That the church puts a man up on a pedestal like he's a god.
当他成名的时候他被放在这个至高的位置上好像他就是神了。
They want him to speak words that tickle our ears, never mind what his character is like.
他们喜欢听他讲能够悦耳的这些演讲但是他的个人的品格如何没有关系的。
And we know in many churches today, the most popular gospel is a crossless gospel.
我们知道这个时代很多的地方一个最受人欢迎的福音就是不带十字架的福音。
Now, my brother, do you want to build the wrong kind of church?
那么现在问弟兄们你们是不是要建一个错误的教会呢?
Then preach prosperity.
那你就传成功神学。
Tell people how to live a blessed, selfish life.
就告诉大家你怎么样活一个蒙神祝福的一个自私的生活。
Tell people to serve if they want to.
告诉他们你们愿意的话你们可以服侍。
But that's not the gospel that Paul preached.
但是这种福音不是保罗所传的福音。
Paul says, I portrayed Christ before you as crucified while I was in your midst.
所以保罗在这里说得很清楚，我在你们当中的时候，把钉十字架的耶稣活化在你们的面前。
There is no crossless grace.
从来你不能够在圣经里找到没有十字架的恩典。
You say, well, just let the life grow by itself.
我们常常喜欢就说，你让生命自然的成长嘛。
But Jesus said, if you are a vine and if you are not pruned, you will go wild.
所以主耶稣讲到那一个葡萄树的故事的时候葡萄树必须修剪不然的话就变成野葡萄了。
The Lord loves us so much, He must trim us and cut us back in order for us to bear fruit.
那主是那个修葡萄树的人这样葡萄树被修剪才能够结出多的果子。
And so Paul preached this revelation of Christ crucified.
所以保罗在这里所传的这一个启示的福音乃是基督与他钉十字架。
And for those who would serve God's purpose,
那我们这些愿意侍奉神旨意的人
we must allow God to deal with us.
我们就必须允许神不断地来对付我们
and discipline us.
训练我们
and bring us to the end of ourselves.
要把我们带到我们己的终点
to remove from us.
然后把我们
Hindrances of self and of sin and of worldly philosophies that dwell within.
要把我们身上的所有的己生命所有的这些罪所有的这些肉体的东西 把我们带到他的终点。
We see the way Paul dealt, the Lord dealt with the Apostle Paul.
那我们就可以从神怎么样对付保罗的身上的见证，你就可以看得出来。
Paul could not move forward until he counted all that he had done before rubbish.
神没有办法用他，一直到他有一天，他对他一生所有的成就、所有的夸口，他能够说这一切都是粪土。
And we see by his testimony throughout his epistles of how the Lord caused him to desire one thing, and that is to live for Christ.
神把他带到一个地步，在他的生命中只有一个追求，就是为他而活。
So we see that our service has a secondary and more important reason behind our serving.
所以你能够看出来，一个神的仆人，他在被神制作的时候，有许多是隐藏的这些神的训练。
Now God calls us to be His servants.
神今天呼召我们来做他的仆人。
But it isn't because He has to get some work done and He needs somebody to volunteer.
但是召我们来做他的仆人，不是说神有一些工作没有人做，要我们来帮他忙。
God wants sons.
神真正要的是长成的儿子。
God did not create Adam because he needed a gardener.
神当年造亚当的时候，不是因为他那个园子需要一个园丁，所以造了一个亚当。
God didn't say on the sixth day, you know, these vegetables are growing too fast. I better make a man to cut things back.
神不是在第六天的时候看到他的这个园子里面的青菜蔬菜长得那么旺，应该要有一个农夫来把这个菜给整一整，所以他造了一个亚当。
God had invented all the animals necessary to eat the grass and take care of things.
神老早造了那些 动物吃草的，他们会自动把这些问题解决了。
God wanted sons.
神真正要的是儿子。
God wanted to talkIn the garden, in the cool of the day, to man.
神在那个园中，他要真正找的是一个对话，一个可以对话的一个人。
God created man with a great destiny.
神在造人的时候，在他的身上定规了一个伟大的目标旨意。
And this brings us to this scripture in Galatians chapter 4.
所以这就把我们带到加拉太书第四章。
My children with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you.
就是小子啊，我要为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
Why is Paul again in labor?
为什么保罗在这个时候还需要受生产之苦呢？
This is a term used to describe a woman who is in labor of childbirth.
他用的这个字是指着一个母亲要怀孕然后要生孩子之前的那个阵痛。
Now fortunately no woman has to go through a secondary labor when a child is 16 years old.
所幸的就是说没有一个母亲孩子已经长到16岁了还要第二次受生产之苦。
You notice he says I am again in labor for you.
但在这里保罗用的话是说我还需要为你们再受生产之苦。
Now he was burdened when he preached the gospel and he saw souls born again by the Spirit of God. That was his original labor in his service.
在他第一次巡回布道的时候他已经为他们受了生产之苦把福音传给他们他们得救有了生命。
But now he's in labor again as these children need to grow up.Into sons.
但是现在这些已经在长大的途中的基督徒他还需要再受生产之苦让这些孩子能够长到成熟的儿子。
Probably every parent here who has teenagers can understand what it means to enter into travail again for your children.
所以我们在座谁能够懂这个话呢就是你有孩子还是在16岁左右的这种年龄你还得为他受很多很多的苦啊
But now, in order to understand this, we have to look in the context of Galatians to see what Paul is getting at.
那么我们要懂保罗这个话语中的意思的时候，你必须进到整本的这卷书里面来仔细的摸他讲这些话的背景感觉。
As we look in Galatians chapter 3, we see Paul bringing up this matter of our adoption as sons.
在第三章里面他曾经说到这一个神儿子的名分这个观念。
Let's begin reading verse 23 of Galatians chapter 3.
第三章的二十三节。
But before faith came, we were kept in custody under the law, being shut up to the faith which was later to be revealed. Therefore the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ, so that we may be justified by faith.
二十三节是这样说，但这因信得救的理还未来以先，我们被看守在律法之下，直圈到那将来的真道显明出来。这样，律法是我们训蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
But now that faith has come,We are no longer under a tutor, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
但这因信得救的道理既然来了，我们就从此就不在师父的手下了。所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.And there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs, according to promise.
你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希利尼人，自主的、为奴的，或男或女。因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了，你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
And then going on a little further in chapter 4, beginning in verse 4.
然后从第四章第四节继续看。
But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law,so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
四章四节，及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
Now you see that last phrase, adoption of sons.
就是我们中文圣经就翻译成儿子的名分，但它的意思是说从收养的儿子变成得到儿子的名分。
By the grace of God, when we were saved, we were also adopted as sons.
当我们一个人信主得救的时候，我们被神收养为他的儿子。
Now, I need to explain just for a minute, for English-speaking people, this phrase, adoption of sons.
我必须把这个概念跟大家解释一下，什么意思叫做一个义子，然后变成儿子。
Actually, the Greek word means the placing of sons.
希腊文的意思就是说这个儿子的地位。
There was a practice in Roman civilization called the placing of sons.
这是完全是罗马人的一个文化，他们有一个词汇叫做儿子的地位。
Now this practice happened only among the rich and among the high up in politics.
这个事情只有在那些非常有钱有地位的那些家族中才能够发生这样的事。
Now, when you were an important person, you had a large inheritance.
如果你是一个很重要的人物，在那个时代中，你家财亿贯。
And you wanted to pass your inheritance on to a son.
那你要把你这个财产过传给这个儿子。
But many Roman families looked around at their children and they were spoiled.
但是这些望族看他们的富二代都不成才。
They lacked. What do you say? The children, so the man in his home looked for a child among his relatives, even among his servants, to find somebody of outstanding character.
所以这一个家族呢，他就要开始放眼去看，在他的亲戚朋友当中，甚至在他奴隶当中，有没有一个能够承担这个儿子名分的人。
And so to protect his inheritance, he would adopt this child at great expense. They had to pay the mother because they changed the boy's name to the name of the man.
所以他如果找到这么一个儿子可以来收养的话，他要付很高的一个代价，从他的母亲那里把他买来，他要改姓，要真正成为他家里的儿子。
Julius Caesar became the first Caesar of Rome.
那我们知道，在犹太罗马人的历史里头，这个凯撒第一任的这个该撒，叫做 Julius， 他这个人。
He looked around his family and said, "Oh no."
当他要找一个继承的人的时候，他看看他这些儿子都不像样。
I need to adopt a son.
所以他要找一个义子。
So he can be the next Caesar.
要把他变成下一个该撒。
He found his nephew.
那么他就找到他的外甥。
His name was Augustus Tiberius.
那这个外甥的名字是奥古斯都。
And Uncle Julius says, "I am buying this son. I'm placing him in my family as the number one head son to be the next Caesar."
所以他就愿意出一个高价把这个人买过来。
Augustus' name was changed to Caesar.
所以这个人就改名改姓了，就跟这个该撒 Julius 同一个姓。
And he became the second emperor of Rome.
所以他就变成第二个该撒皇帝。
So being placed as a son,
所以这个儿子的地位，这个是很特殊的一件事情。
It was an honor.
这是一个非常荣耀的事。
Because you were being guaranteed an inheritance.
因为如果你得到这个儿子的名分，就保证你有这一个家产。
Now all of that because sometimes,when we talk about adopting children today, there's a sense in which they're not really our children, they're our adopted children.
但今天的不管中国人美国人讲到这个义子这件事情是收养的，不管怎么样不是生的，对吧？这个地位是不一样的。
But this adoption as sons in the scripture is to place this son right in the familyas the best along with the rest.
但在罗马的这个环境里头，当讲到这个儿子的名分的时候，是一个崇高的地位，超过他自己生的儿子。
Now you know how important this is in God's eternal purpose.
所以今天我们讲到神永远的旨意。
In one of the greatest statements in the Bible, in Hebrews chapter 2,
在希伯来书第二章，
we find that Jesus was made a little lower than the angels, and by the grace of God suffered death for every man.
那么耶稣他降生成人比天使微小一点。
And now he is high and exalted, and his name is exalted.
然后他来做人，受了十字架的苦难，然后他被父神升为至高，超过万民之上。
And the writer says, "For it was fitting for him in bringing many sons to glory."
所以在这个希伯来书二章里面就说到 因为受死的苦，得到尊贵荣耀为冠冕，然后为人人尝了死味。他因为这一位原来为万物所属、万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进到荣耀里去。
Just think about that.
好好想一想。
Jesus became a man.
神的儿子来做人。
And when he rose again,
当他上升的时候，
he rose again as the first man in the glory.
他是人类中第一个进入荣耀的。
Paul in 1 Corinthians calls him the first fruits of the resurrection.
那么这个保罗在哥林多前书里面说到，他是出熟的果子，是第一个复活的。
But we will rise again as sons of glory.
那我们随后复活进到荣耀里的，就是许多的众子进到荣耀里。当我们复活的时候，
This is a great secret in the heart of God.
这个是在神里头的一个秘密。
Not only that Jesus, his son, would be glorified.
不但他的儿子要得着荣耀，
but that Jesus might be a son with many sons.
而且耶稣要与许多的儿子一同进到荣耀里去。
A glorious bride.
那这个时候他就得着一个荣耀的心腹。
Other human beings in glory.Glorified.
有其他的人也有份于荣耀。
Now this gospel Paul presented to the Galatians. By the grace of God, you have been adopted as sons.
所以在他第四章里面就告诉我们，借着这一个伟大的救恩，我们得着这个儿子的名分。
And then notice chapter 4 verse 6.
第四章六节。
And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you're no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God.
你们既为儿子，神就差遣他儿子的灵进入你们心，呼叫阿巴父。从此以后，你们不是奴仆。乃是儿子了，既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
Now this is amazing grace.
这叫做奇异恩典。
Now the Gentiles had a hard time understanding this, how this could possibly be.
对一个外邦人来讲，这简直是好的不敢相信。
Now the Jewish Galatians understood it a little bit, because they always thought they were sons of Abraham.
但是对那些本来生来就是犹太人的人，他们读的这段话，他们是可以理解的，因为他们本来就认为自己是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So they could look at the Gentiles and say, "Ha ha, I have my inheritance, you have none."
如果今天是一个外邦人，你说我有神的产业，你没有。
But then the Judaizers came.
但是如果是一个犹太教的基督徒呢
？They say, "Okay, you Gentiles, you're saved."
你们。外邦人得救了。
Now, do you want to be an heir? A son of Abraham? You need to be circumcised.
但是得救还不够，如果你要做这个神的后嗣，要有份于神的产业，那你还得受割礼。
That sounds pretty good, right?
听起来蛮有道理的。
But Paul said no.
但是保罗在这里他说不可以。
You've already been made a son. You don't need to be circumcised.
你已经得着儿子的名分，你不需要再受割礼了。
Paul's special stewardship was this stewardship to explain to the Gentiles that they were heirs through Christ Jesus.
所以你就知道，保罗这个奥秘的执事，他的责任乃是把这一个神的儿子的名分的奥秘解释给他们听。
Notice there in chapter 3 verse 26. All of you, all are sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ.
都是神的儿子，所以你们因信耶稣，基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
And then notice verse 27. All of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves in the Messiah.
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
And now there's neither Jew nor Greek.
在这里不分犹太人也不分希腊人。
You're all sons together.
你们是一同做儿子。
Can I just sneak into Ephesians for just a moment?
我们稍微看一看以弗所书偷看。
Paul says, I have this special revelation for the Gentiles.
我为着犹太人啊不是为着外邦人有一个特殊的启示。
The Lord Jesus revealed this to me.
因为是耶稣把这个启示给我的。
Look what it says in Ephesians 3 verse 6.
三章六节以弗所书
Don't tell the other brothers I snuck into Ephesians.
你不要告诉其他的讲员我在讲他人家的讲的那个部分。
This is his specific revelation.
看这是一个特别的启示。
That the Gentiles are fellow heirs.
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音同为后嗣。
Are you Jewish?
你是犹太人吗
?Are you a son of Abraham?
你是亚伯拉罕的后裔吗
I am too.
我也是。
I'm an heir of Abraham.
我是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
By faith.
是靠着信心。
Just as much heir as you.
跟你一样。
No more Jew, no more Gentile.
不分犹太人，不分外邦人。
And not only that, but Gentiles are fellow members of the body of Christ.
这些外邦人已经是不但同为这个后嗣而且同盟应许
Fellow members. There's one body. The church is one body.
同为一体
Not two bodies. No messianic body and Gentile body.
没有一个所谓的锡安主义的身体跟一个外邦人的身体
You are not a member unnecessary.
没有一个肢体是不需要的不重要的
Gentiles.Are in the same body of Christ as those Jews who have been saved through the Messiah.
犹太人怎么样靠着这个福音得救成为主的身体同样外邦人一模一样也是经过耶稣基督救赎得救成为主的身体
And then in verse 6 it finally says, And fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel of which I was made a minister.
第六节，这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。我做了这个福音的执事，是照着神的恩赐。
So Paul wouldn't let these Judaizers get away with that one.
所以保罗是怎么样也不让这些犹太教的基督徒来搅扰这些外邦人。
By faith in Christ, Gentiles and Jews have the same.Standing.
借着因信耶稣基督让犹太人也好外邦人也好都有一样的这个地位
Now you can imagine that the Jews had a little bit of a problem with this
那当然犹太人听起来不太舒服了
Hey, they're stealing some of my inheritance
你们这些外邦人把我们的产业捞了一部分去了
Now my name is Dana I'm from the tribe of Dan I don't want you stealing my territory
那我的名字叫 Dana 可能是但支派的，所以你们这些外邦人要偷我的东西。
Oh, there's plenty of inheritance for everybody, Jew and Gentile, all one in Christ.
但是你把神看得太小了，神的产业太大了。
Now this is wonderful.
感谢主。
But we stand in a strange position.
我们站的这一个是一个很稀奇的地位。
We are both servants and sons.
在这个地位上你同时是儿子也同时是仆人
Now Paul says there in Galatians You are no longer servants but sons
但是加拉太书他说你们是儿子不再是奴仆了
But he's speaking in terms of the gospel
但是这是因着福音而有的一个地位
Are you a servant?
但是你是仆人吗
Are you a son?
还是一个儿子呢
Wait a minute, I'm a son. Other people should do things for me. I'm one of the guys in the family, you know?
所以我愿意做儿子,别人做奴仆来服侍我还差不多。
I'm a son. I don't have to serve God. God serves me.
我是神的儿子,我不需要服侍神,是神来服侍我。
There are a lot of Christians asking God to serve them.
今天很多的基督徒就是这个态度要神来服侍我
No, we're servants
但是你不要忘记，你另外一个地位是。
But we're also sons.
我们同时是儿子，也是仆人。
How do we understand this?
这个怎么在脑袋里面搞清楚
？It's only one way. Look at Jesus.
那唯一的榜样就是看耶稣。
Now was he a son?
他是儿子吗
？He was a perfect son.
他是一个完美的儿子。
Was he a servant?
他是个仆人吗
？He was a perfect servant.
他是个完美的仆人。
Because a perfect servant is a perfect son.
因为一个完美的仆人同必须是一个完美的儿子。
And a perfect son is a perfect servant of the father.
一个好的儿子，他必须是父的好仆人。
Now we're not perfect.
我们不是完美
，but we're servants.
但是我们也是仆人。
And if we serve well, we are sons.
如果我们服侍的好。证明我们是神的儿子。
And if we are sons,
如果我们是儿子
，because we love the Father, we will serve all the more.
那我们爱父的缘故，我们会尽所力量的来服侍他。
So here is an important thing to understand.
所以我们必须对这件事情有一个清楚的概念。
Now because we are servants,
因为我们是儿子，是仆人。
And because we are sons,
我们又是儿子
，we suffer many things.
那你就受很多的苦了。
Now wait a minute. Let's go back to Romans. I'm sneaking into Romans again. Well, in Romans chapter 8.
我们来看罗马第八章。
I think nobody's claimed Romans yet. I think I can sneak in there.
目前没有人讲罗马书，所以我应该可以讲一点。
And we find that Paul is speaking here.
保罗在这里说。
In verse 16 of chapter 8.
八章十六节。
The Spirit himself bears testimony.To our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, heirs, heirs of God, fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Sons have to suffer with him for now.
你如果做神的儿子，你就必须跟耶稣一同受苦。
Jesus, the Son of God, suffered upon this earth for our sake.
耶稣神的儿子来到了地上，因着我们的缘故，他受了极大的痛苦。
But here is something that's so important to understand.
这里我们必须有一个非常重要的理解。
Now, as a child of God, the Lord has to continually deal with our flesh and our sins.
我们是神的儿女，神就必须来对付我们身上的天然的肉体。
So we remember the Apostle Paul said, because of the revelations I received, I was given a thorn in the side to keep me from boasting.
所以保罗自己的见证，他就说到神因为他的启示很大。神就在他肉身上给他一个刺，让他能够不骄傲。
But the suffering Paul had was more than just to keep him from boasting.
但是不是仅仅让他不骄傲而已。
He was given this a thorn in the flesh as a son.
更进一步的，因为他是神的儿子。所以神加他在他的身上加了这根刺
，because it was the lesson that he learned that makes what he experienced helpful to all of us brothers and sisters.
因为他这样的受苦，他就能够帮助那些在相同苦难中的人。
He learned, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my power is perfected in your weakness."
因为在他这个极大的痛苦的里头，神让他学一个功课，就是神的能力是在人软弱的身上显得完全。
Now that's $1 million lesson right there.
这一个课学费是100万。
And as servants of the Lord, we discover how the Lord comes through by His grace in our weakness.
我们要做神的仆人，我们常常就会发现。神把我们带到一个软弱的光景中去，在这个软弱的里面，神就把他的能力从我们的软弱发出来。
But now we are entering into something of a mystery.
我们现在所摸到的这个领域是一个奥秘的领域。
Because we are no longer just suffering for our own sakes and because of our own sin.
这里所讲的受苦不是只是单单为我们个人的罪而受的苦。
We're suffering for the sake of others.
而这个苦难常常是为着别人的缘故我们受苦。
Do you understand that?
懂吗?
That's what sons do.
这就是儿子要学的功课。
A son has seen the higher purposes of God and is willing to suffer for the sake of something greater.
因为儿子已经认识了神更高的旨意，他为了达到让神的旨意完成，他愿意与基督一同受苦，让别人得福。
Now this is what Paul means when he says, I am again in travail until Christ is formed in you.
所以这就是加拉太书第四章所说的，我再次为你们受生产之苦。
He was suffering for the sake of the saints.
所以他这个受苦不是为他个人，乃是为着整个的加拉太的众教会。
Right? We can see Paul testify of this suffering for others' sake in many places.
他不单单在加拉太书告诉我们这些事情，在其他的书信也告诉我们同样的经历。
You remember how in Philippians chapter 1,
腓立比书第一章，
Paul says, I want to go be with the Lord, but I know I need to stay here for your sake.
他说，与主同在好的无比，但是为了你们的缘故，我还是留下来。
I'd rather go home and be with Jesus, be present with him, but for your sakes, I stay, I suffer in prison, I write this gospel to you.
就是我 个人而讲，我今天见主最好，但是我还想到你们，为你们的缘故，我愿意继续在这个地上受苦，让你们得益处。
Or to the Colossians, he says.
在哥罗西他怎么说？
I fill up that which is lacking in the body of Christ.
我要受苦来补满基督患难的缺欠。
I'm here in prison.
我现在在监牢里。
But I am wrestling. And I'm wrestling until you come into perfection.
我在这里征战斗争斗权，我要你们能够进入完全。
Now, Paul could have had a much easier life if he didn't suffer for the sake of others.
如果保罗只是为他自己能够活得舒服一点，他不需要受这些苦的。
He could have lived in a nice condominium there in Tarsus.
他可以住在大树，找一个很漂亮的condo.
Could have written books.
他可以在那里写作。
Could have lived the easy life.
他逍遥的生活一点问题都没有。
He didn't travel because he was nervous. He traveled for the sake of God's purpose.
他到处旅行布道，不是因为他是为了教会。
So we see him burdened till Christ be formed among the Galatians.
所以他里面有一个很重的负担，为着加拉太的众教会。
But why is he perplexed?
但是他这里为什么说到我心中作难呢？
You notice there in verse 20 it says, but I wish, that is Galatians 4:20, I wish I could be present with you and to change my tone, for I am perplexed about you.
四章二十节说，我巴不得现今在你们那里改换口气，因为我为你们心里作难。
Well, we have to go back a few verses to understand what he's perplexed about.
那他的作难原因，你要往前走两节，你就可以知道他到原因何在。
We just looked at that wonderful passage about how they have become sons, and how the Spirit of His Son cries "Abba" out of our lives, and we know we're sons by faith in Christ.
这些圣徒们，因为儿子耶稣基督儿子的灵进入他们里面，他们祷告可以呼求阿爸天父。
But now he's perplexed.
但是现在他里头作难。
As we read here in verse 9,
第九节他说，
But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God,
现在你们既然认识神，更可以说是被神所认识的。
Now what's he saying there?
他到底在讲什么？
It's not only that you've come to know God in salvation.
不但因为救恩我们来开始认识神。
But now you've seen Christ within.
你看见基督在我们里面。
And God has come to know you as a son.
那现在是神开始认识你为他的儿子。
And he is working with you. And he is interceding for you.
他为你祷告，他开始在你身上做工。
You've entered into an upward way.
他开始把你从
Christ is being formed in you.
朝天这个方向带，让基督成形在我们里面。
But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how is it that you turn back again to the weak and worthless elemental things to which you desire to be enslaved again?
怎么还要归到那懦弱无用的小学？情愿再给他做奴仆呢？
He calls that falling from grace.
他叫这个现象就是从恩典中坠落。
There is something in the flesh of all of our Christian lives.
在我们这个基督徒的生活中，我们有这个大毛病。
Lives that have grown in the Lord.
这个生命在基督里面成长。
But we come to a place of a spiritual midlife crisis.
我们长长长来到我们属灵的中年危机。
Perhaps, we begin to say, the fun is over. The grace is done. There's no more honeymoon.
这个时候你好像恩典已经长得很多很多了。那么好像那个所有的高潮都过去了，现在一切进入从绚烂进入平凡。
I've been fellowshipping here for several years.
我在这里聚会聚了这么多年。
Getting kind of boring.
这个地方开始觉得很无聊了。
These seats are very, very hard.
这个座位好硬好硬。
I think I need something more.
我需要有一些新的。
Many people and even fellowships come to such a place.
个人是如此，连一个团体教会也来到同样的危机中。
Just when they're beginning to come in to the reality of mature sonship,
就在他们就要进入这一个成熟的儿子的身量的时候，哎，危机就来了。
Suddenly, carnal dissatisfaction, a sense of dryness, a sense of wanting to try something new enters into our mind.
这个时候就耐不住无聊，就要找新的刺激。
So many times Christians fall from grace.
那这个时候基督徒就容易从恩典中坠落。
And they begin to actively pursue total distractions from their spiritual growth.
这个时候他们就去寻找一些代替品，这样导致他们整个就走错路了。
I know of a lady who loved the Lord. She was growing in the grace of God.
我认识一个姐妹，她曾经非常的爱主，也成长非常好。
And then she heard a preacher preach one day.
但是有一天听到一个很有名的牧师传道讲道
about Holy Ghost laughter.
这个传道人讲到就是圣灵的笑。
Where you get drunk in the Holy Spirit and you start laughing and giggling and even roaring like a lion.
然后你就开始发一些奇怪的声音，哈哈哈哈笑，笑得不能停。
But the tragedy is she ran after that experience for 5 years.
所以她就是追求这个古怪的经历，搞了5年。
It totally distracted her.From her real and holy walk with God.
他本来走得很好的，但是因为这个怪异的教训进来，把他整个的路就带错了。
There are people who get distracted with doctrine.
那有的人是去追求一些教义的东西。
End time prophecies, that's all they think about.
那有的人专门专攻这个末世的这个预言。
Or they start preaching against denominations, or against somebody, or against some experience. It becomes a total distraction.
然后要不然就是开始攻击某一个教派， 攻击某一个说法，就是变成一个就是从该走的路没走，多管闲事。 Paul,
I'm sure his message is better than mine. Now the Apostle Paul reasons together with the Galatians.
所以保罗在这里就要跟他们讲道理。
If you follow the verses on in chapter 4,
你把第四章好好这样读。
He says, before you were saved, you Gentiles were running after idols, all kinds of religious practices.
你们外邦人没有信主以前，你们都是拜偶像的。
Don't you realize that falling back into this law and circumcision is tantamount to idolatry?
那么今天你们得救了，然后走得好好的，忽然间又堕落，又去追求这些律法上的这些繁文细则，这个其实跟拜偶像没有什么两样。
Once you know the reality, how can you step back into the shadows?
你们都已经尝过那个属灵的实际，结果今天又开倒车跑到那一些虚幻的虚影里头去。
And this is why Paul says, I am perplexed.
所以保罗在这里说，我心里作难。
Now we remember in chapter 3 that Paul said, who has bewitched you?
在第三章他就说到，哎，你们是不是被迷惑了？
Now Paul has publicly portrayed Christ as crucified in his own life and in his preaching.
保罗那些年在他们中间传道的时候，是把基督活化在他们的面前，而且把他自己的经历也摆在他们的面前。
And so he said to the Galatians, now you understand Christ crucified, why isn't it your experience?
那么你们既然认识这位钉十字架的耶稣，那现在怎么变了呢？
But here we find that Paul has also preached in his gospel that we have become sons, growing by the Spirit unto maturity, walking in the Spirit and not in the deeds of the flesh.
同时在这里也告诉他们，我们现在是已经有了这个儿子的灵在我们里面，我们应该好好的追求长大成人的儿子，但是你们现在居然跑到另外一条路上去了。
Paul showed the Galatians their glorious destiny as sons.
保罗把那个荣耀的未来已经显示给他们看了。
What a wonderful revelation this is.
这是何等奇妙的启示。
And even though they're Gentiles, they're still going to be full and glorious sons.
虽然你们原来是外邦人，但是今天仍然有份于这个荣耀的儿子。
And even now, the Spirit is working all things together for good, conforming them into the image of the firstborn Son.
在这里他说到圣灵兴起环境，叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，让我们被磨成神儿子的形象。
So now I'm perplexed, Paul says. Why have you stopped pursuing your sonship and fallen back into law-keeping and idolatry?
所以保罗就非常的作难，你们本来走得好好的，方向正确，追求对的，但是今天忽然间开倒车，跑到这些律法的字句节期，这些拜偶像的跟拜偶像没有两样的事情。
Paul exhorts them in chapter 5 verse 1 to stand fast in the liberty wherein they were called and not to be enslaved in a yoke of bondage.
所以到第五章第一节，保罗就要鼓励他们说，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
But what I want us to see is this.
我要让大家看的是这个。
The sign of growing sonship in our lives as servants is our burden for the body of Christ.
一个很好的只是就是说我们有没有很好的长进，就是我们有一个负担，愿意看见我们整个的基督徒长大成人，有得着儿子的名分。
For Paul, it wasn't enough that the Galatians had just been saved.
保罗不会以他们仅仅得救为满足。
He wanted that testimony of Christ to be seen in their midst as Christ is formed in them.
他的负担不但要他们得救，而且他们的生命可以长大成人，然后基督的见证可以从这一群的人身上发表出来。
This is a serious matter for all of us who are serving God.
对每一个神的仆人来讲，这个目标是一个非常严肃的目标。
Do you have that wider burden yet?
你有没有这样的一个宽阔的负担呢？
Do you see that God wants all His people to come into that fullness in Christ Jesus?
你有没有看到主愿意所有他的圣徒们都能够进入这一个成长的事实呢？
Can we be satisfied if we're in an assembly where there's two or three or five people who you can see Christ-like characters in, but the rest seem very natural?
你如果在教会中只能看到少数的几个人达到那个成熟的地位，其他大部分都是还是在这样的一个幼稚初信的光景，你不动心吗？你会觉得伤心吗？
So I ask the question tonight, who is carrying that burden?
那今天我晚上的问题就是问谁有这样的负担呢？
You know, your heart has to be enlarged in some measure with the grace of Christ to have such a wider burden beyond yourself.
所以你要有这样的负担，你必须让神把你的心胸打开，你能够有更大的负担，就是神的负担。
You know, the truth is, most of us are very selfish, and we're mostly concerned with our own Christian life and service.
实际上，我们大家比较多的人的负担就是为自己，跟自己有关系的，我们有负担。至于其他众弟兄姊妹，那干我何事？
But it's only as the Holy Spirit works in our inner man that Christ dwells in our hearts and we find a larger burden for our brethren and their particular spiritual condition.
所以我们必须让神的手在我们里面做深入的工作，把我们里面的负担扩大，从我们个人能够扩大到整个神所有神的儿女。
Now we are in the last days.
我们今天已经来到最后末日了。
The Lord is preparing His bride.
主在那里准备他的心腹。
Now where is the womb?
那么但是这里的那一个
Where is the womb in labor?
那个怀孕的那个孕妇在哪里呢？
For Christ to be fully formed in His church.
让基督可以成形在我们里面。
Paul didn't just lay down his life in order to serve the Lord.
保罗不是仅仅把他的生命放下来就是服侍主就是了。
Paul began to express the heart of the Lord.
保罗在这里把基督的心表明出来。
I hope none of us are satisfied with our present spiritual condition.
我不希望看到我们基督徒对今天属灵的这样的光景，我们就觉得满足了。
It isn't quite enough for the Lord to be able to come back.
我们今天的光景不能够让我们的主回来迎接他的心腹。
But there are some here.Who carry this burden for the whole church to become the bride?
我相信在我们中间有一些弟兄姊妹愿意在神的面前承担这个负担。
I finish with just a little story.
我讲一个故事就结束了。
I, a few years back, read quite a bit about the beginning of the Moravian revival.
不久以前我去读了关于摩利维亚弟兄们的复兴。
And I read a number of the Moravian accounts of the beginning of the Moravian revival.
所以我就读了那些当时神用的这些 弟兄们怎么样子带起这一个摩利维亚的复兴。
Now you heard about this. It took place in Germany in the 18th century.
这个故事是发生在18世纪的德国。
But let me tell you one little story.
讲其中的一个小的故事。
When Count Zinzendorf was 20 years old, he became a count, and they gave him a large tract of property in Germany.
有一个年轻人在20岁，他的名字叫辛辛多夫，他那个时候得着一个贵族的地位。
So he was born in 1700. He was 20 years old in 1720.
那么所以他出生的时候是在1700年，那么他20岁的时候就1720年的时候。
And when he was given this large estate, people began to come to him who were refugees, Christian refugees, fleeing from the Roman Empire.
因为他这个地位呢，他就得到一个非常大的一个地产。那么四周的人，一些基督徒，因为逃避这个逼迫，就逃到他这个地方来。
And refugees came from Czechoslovakia.
那有的从捷克来。
And some came from Poland.
有的从波兰来。
Some came from Germany.
从德国来。
There were Anabaptists who came from Switzerland.
那有人是这个在崇敬的崇敬派从。瑞士来的。
There were Huguenots that came from France.
也有这个从法国来的 Huguenots 的这些圣徒。
They were all running and fleeing from the Catholic Church, which is killing them.
那么当时天主教逼迫这些人，所以他们逃离他们的本地。
Now this 20-year-old count loved the Lord, so he said, "Sure, stay here."
那么这个二十岁的年轻人呢，他因为非常爱主，他就收容这些难民。
Now let's go forward 7 years.
那么这样过了七年，
he's now 27 years old.
到他27岁的时候，
I won't ask how many of you are older than 27, but you know, he was young.
我不要问你们中间有多少人比27岁老。
There were 300 people, refugees, living on his estate.
所以在他那块地上有300个难民住在那儿。
They were all divided.
各有各的派。
By their beliefs.
根据他们的相信。
By their languages.
也根据他们的
by their race,
语言，by他们的种族。
They fought each other every day.
每天打架。
It got so bad.
到一个地步。
Zinzendorf thought, what have I done?
他头都大了。
Where is this Christian unity?
基督徒合一的见证在哪里啊？
Finally, they had such a quarrel.
最后吵到不可开交。
That Zinzendorf had to intercede.
那他就必须 出面。
And in his heart he was burdened for all these people.
所以他的心就为着这一个三百人非常有负担。
He gathered them together in the middle of August 1727.
所以在27年的时候他把这一群人统统叫在一起。
And he talked to all of the saints and said, there's only one thing that can keep us togetherAnd that is to see the wounds of Jesus who died for everyone here.
今天能够真正拯救我们的就是耶稣基督的伤痕。
And after speaking for a few hours on the wounds of Jesus,
他就讲这个道两个钟头。
Zinzendorf said, please forgive me for causing this division.
所以他第一个认罪，他说：“请你们原谅我，因为我造成你们现在四分五裂。”
And he took a towel and washed 600 feet.
他就拿起毛巾，为这个600只脚一个一个洗脚。
With his tears,
用他的眼泪。
And the Holy Spirit fell down on that community, and they call that the baptism of the Spirit.In their life in Herrnhut.
那么那天圣灵就浇灌他们，他们就纪念那个日子，叫做 Herrnhut 的这个五旬节。
They were at the place of splitting apart and of losing all that they could be gained by them being together.
如果没有这个经历，他们就是四分五裂了，没有希望。
But our brother Zinzendorf, just a young man, had such a heart that he washed everybody's feet.
但是因为这个弟兄，一个年轻的27岁的弟兄，因为他爱主， 他不愿意看到这个这一群人四分五裂，他这样的一个动作就带下圣灵的浇灌。
And you know our brother wrote that hymn, Christian Hearts of Men United, is that it? What is it? Yeah, Christian Hearts in Love United. It's all about the oneness of Christ.
他就写一首非常有名的诗歌，就是在基督的爱里面，我们是一家。
The next week in August, a prayer meeting began 24 hours a day that lasted 100 years.
然后过了一个礼拜，就开始了一个伟大的祷告会。这个祷告会是一天24小时，一年365天，这样子持续了100年。
Is there a young Zinzendorf here?
那么在我们今天这个时代，有年轻的新兴道夫这样的弟兄吗？
Do you care for God's children so much?
你心里面能够为着这个时代的神的儿女而有负担吗？
Perhaps in some wonderful way, you are in travail until Christ be fully formed among us.
所以你有这个负担的话，你就会从圣灵得着一个产，愿意负这个生产的痛，来看见神的见证出来。
When that happens, to the Lord's satisfaction, He'll be coming back.
如果这件事情在这个时刻能够出现的话，主耶稣第二次来，一定发生。
May the Lord give us His large heart.
求主把他这个大的心赐给我们。
Our Father, we come and we pray in the name of Jesus.
天父，我们来到您面前，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Who even now intercedes for each and every one of us.
因为我们知道耶稣正在为我们每一个人代求。
Lord, as servants according to your purpose.
我们按着你的旨意来做你的仆人。
We feel some burden for your people.
主啊，我们里面为着你自己的百姓，我们有这样的负担。
Lord, we desire to see Christ formed in the midst of our assemblies.
我们愿意看见基督成形在我们的教会中。
And in the lives of young and old.
在每一个年轻人、年长的人里面。
This is something only your Spirit can do.
这件事只有圣灵可以成就。
But we would intercede for this very matter.
我们为这件事，我们来做一个代祷的人。
Lord, help us in these last days.
求你帮助我们在这个末世。
Have mercy upon us.
你的怜悯临到我们。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。